Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Monday, April 29th. I'm Ray Graff. Support comes from Adelphi University's Hudson Valley Center, offering a Master of Social Work with a variety of scholarships and funding options. Adelphi.edu/HudsonValleyMSW. Joining us this afternoon is Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls, New York. We'll talk about back and neck pain today and what non-surgical options are available for treatment. If you have a question, give us a shout, 800-348-2551. Who doesn't have a pain in the neck from time to time, huh? Right, Zach? He's one of my pains in the neck. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll talk to Dr. Sharma and take your calls right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Medical Monday, and joining us in the studio again this afternoon is Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls, New York, board-certified and fellowship-trained in interventional spine and pain medicine, physical medicine, and rehabilitation. Dr. Sharma is here today to talk about low back pain, neck pain, herniated discs, spinal stenosis, pinched nerves, etc., and what non-surgical treatment options are out there for treatment nowadays. To participate in the discussion, give us a shout, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. That's the phone number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Dr. Niraj Sharma, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
How are things at the shop?
Busy.
Very busy.
Very busy.
Now, for those who missed your first appearance, and it was several months ago, let's just go back to it. You are a doc who runs the whole show yourself.
Yes.
And tell us about what you do in Wappingers Falls.
So my primary focus is on the spine. So, spine-related issues, like you said, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, radicular pain, sciatica, things like that. But because I'm also board-certified in physical medicine and rehab, I can also evaluate and treat non-surgically joints. So shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, knees, I can do that as well. It's very comprehensive, one-stop shopping, so to speak. And again, all options at my practice are non-surgical.
You know, what you do is both science and art, and it takes the mind of an artist at times to suss out all of the possibilities and how to treat some people and some of their maladies. Does the business side of it drive you nuts? You have to do that too. If you're independent.
Right. No, absolutely. That's actually very challenging. Seeing patients and evaluating them is the fun part. But my interaction with insurance companies and having to deal with that component can be very frustrating. And every year it just becomes more difficult because insurance companies cover less, patients have to pay more, and physicians have to go through more hoops to get treatment certified.
So why do you do it? Why do you keep going?
I actually love the field I'm in. I love seeing my patients. As I said at the prior show, Sunday nights, I look forward to Monday mornings. I'm one of those. So I love helping people. But like I said, it is getting tougher just because of all the constraints due to insurance companies.
We're joined today by Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine. You got a little ache in the lower back, maybe in the neck. Give us a call, 800-348-2551. We'll begin in Schenectady. And Joan, you're on.
Hello, hello, and thank you. And thank you, doctor. It's exactly the help I think I need. I have lose my arms, especially in the morning. Sometimes I even wake up with a little bit of pain. Seems to be mostly both elbows and going into the hands. And I suspect it's, I think you say the C, right? One of the C1, 3, C2, or C3. I suspect that's where it is coming from. hoping, you know, I use the pain relieving stuff, but I like to use as little of it as possible.
Okay. Did you catch that, Doc?
Yes.
Okay.
So, hi, Joan. Thanks for your call. If your symptoms are primarily from the elbows down into the hands, it sounds like you may have a problem at the elbow, maybe some sort of tendonitis. Are there any activities that you perform repeatedly?
Using the hands mostly for things like gardening tasks. So, a lot of opening and closing of it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it could be some tendonitis. I would try easy things first. At the elbows, maybe use some ice for 10, 15 minutes. There's some anti-inflammatory topicals that you can use. I don't know if I'm allowed to say names.
As long as you don't give a price or location. Yeah, okay. You can. Yeah,
okay. So something like diclofenac gel, it's available over the counter. That may help with inflammation at the elbows. And like I said, the ice. If those symptoms don't respond to that, or oral anti-inflammatories, if you're able to take them, Aleve, Advil, ibuprofen, things like that with food, then you may need to have an actual physical exam to make sure it's not something else and it's not stemming from your cervical spine.
Joan.
Right.
Okay. Are you still?
Are there any exercises just to stretch the neck to just keep it from going on the arms?
So I think in this case, before someone would say do some neck exercises, we need to figure out what the source is. So if the source is from the neck, then yes, you would benefit from those exercises. But if they're from the elbows, you may need a different type of home regimen. So you would probably need to start with some occupational therapy, but you would need to see a provider to get a script for you. I think that would be the first step.
All right, Joan, thanks a lot for the call. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us today. It is neck and spine and back pain today on the program. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number to Red Hook. And Bob, you're on.
Yes. Good afternoon to start with. And
hi.
Back in 1980, I fractured my back in three places, and I was at Vassar Brothers in Poughkeepsie, and they put Harrington rods the length of my spine, and they were fused to my spine from Dr. Simon. And I'm just wondering, with the new technology, seeing how long ago that was, can they take these rods out now? I know they haven't been able to. In the past, I just don't know if there's any new technology. I have extreme arthritis in my spine now.
Okay. Hi, Bob. Thank you for your call. Your question is more surgical in nature, so I'd probably see one of the surgeons there. Probably a neurosurgeon would be a good option, but that's not something that I would, have expertise in.
Okay, Bob.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us today. Let's go to Pittsfield. Tom, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question for the doctor, please.
Oh, go right ahead. You're on.
Okay, so this is how it happens. So sometimes, like, it'll just happen out of the blue, or it'll happen that just as I wake up. I will get up, and I will try to take a step. And I will feel a sharp pain go from my back down to my leg into the more or less a lot of times the left leg. And then I'd have to stop for a couple of minutes, let it relax. And then I can move again. And then every now and then you take the wrong step somewhere. It'll just give you a wicked pain sensation right up through your back and through your leg again. And I don't know what it is, but it's been going on for a little bit.
Okay. Hi, Tom. Thanks for your question. Did you have any trauma to your spine? Any falls? Any accidents?
No, I mean, I just do a lot of lifting and stuff.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
57.
Okay. Again, a physical exam will give us more information, but based on your description, it sounds like you may have some spinal stenosis going on. So that's basically arthritis in the back. The nerves pass through these holes from your back and go into your legs. So over time, those holes can get narrower. And when you're standing, that area gets even smaller. So those are the shocks that you're experiencing.
Tom.
Okay. Is there any medication to take for it or anything? Or?
There is. You would you always want to start conservative first. So easy things would be anti-inflammatories like Aleve or Advil with food or something like Tylenol. If that doesn't help, you would need to see probably your doc and see if they can prescribe maybe some oral prednisone for a couple of days. Sometimes physical therapy may be the answer. So I think a good exam may be something that you need.
All right, Tom, thanks a lot for the call. Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls joins us. At some point in life, say in your 50s, does everybody suddenly get back pain? Because I know my joints and back hurt a lot, you know, and I'm in my 50s and I'm tired of it.
It is very common. I'm not going to say all, but most people get some episodes at some point in their lives. And the good news is now there's more non-surgical options. When I was a kid, it was chiropractics or surgery. But now you have physical therapy. You have more options for oral medications. And you have pain management doctors.
I mean, I assume that medication is not necessarily, maybe surgery is the last resort, but medication might be the second to last resort. Do you try a bunch of stuff before saying, okay, listen, you need some meds for this?
So I don't write for narcotics. The meds that we do use in my practice are mostly anti-inflammatories and then things like steroids and nerve pain medicine.
Yeah.
Because these symptoms are usually related to nerves, so it would be appropriate to use those type of meds.
So one of, you know, my baseball team is the New York Mets, and they signed a designated hitter, J.D. Martinez, older guy, 36. I mean, to me, that's young, but for baseball, it's getting up there. So his entrance on the Mets was delayed because he had back issues, and they gave him a shot. I assume it was cortisone.
Right.
What does that do, and how does that work?
So that's exactly what I do. So the shot would be a cortisone shot or steroid. What it involves is a patient lying on a table under a special x-ray machine called a fluoroscope that allows us to see. So that improves the efficacy and makes the procedure safer. After a good exam and after reviewing imaging, specifically an MRI, we kind of figure out where we're going to put the needle. So when we get to the right place under x-ray, I numb the skin. Then when we get to the right spot, we put the liquid medicine right over the nerves to calm them down. So essentially, we're doing a chemical decompression of the area instead of a surgical decompression. So just to simplify, picture the nerves as swollen because they're irritated. So placing that liquid medicine right over the nerves decreases that swelling, decreases inflammation, thereby taking pressure off the nerve.
Now, it's funny, though. The ball players I have heard talk about this over the years, from what I understand, it lasts a while. Why would one shot last for a number of weeks?
So again, it depends on their pathology, how bad their findings are. Sometimes if it's not that bad, you know, maybe they'll get results for longer, or they stopped doing the activities that triggered their symptoms in the first place. And, you know, again, we don't know for sure, but some patients have more relief than others.
Mm.
Other variables are involved, you know, like genetics, what their profession is, are they overweight, if they smoke. So all those things contribute.
All right, let's take a quick break here. It's a Medical Monday. Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine joins us from Wappingers Falls, New York. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Just talking cake with Dr. Niraj Sharma here on a Medical Monday. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Let's go to Rosendale, and it's Bill. Your turn. Go ahead.
Hi. My name's Bill, and about 6 years ago, I put my back out, as it were, which I had done before, but this was the worst I'd ever experienced, and I went to specialists, I went to chiropractors, I did physical therapy, nothing helped. And then 2 weeks later than that, I went to Greece to work with refugees. And within a few days, I was in a wheelchair and I was in excruciating pain. I went to a hospital and they gave me x-rays and they said I'd always have this problem. So I got home and I remembered this book by Dr. John Sarno. I read it. I did the mental exercises. No movement, just mental exercises, mental, emotional, I guess you could say. And within 10 days, my pain was totally gone, and I haven't had a problem since. I don't want to make this out like this is for everybody, but this is what happened to me.
Hmm.
So,
what do you think, Doc?
Well, I do believe in mind over matter, so I think that may apply to you in this case.
Really? Okay. Well, Bill, thanks a lot for that one. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's a Medical Monday. We talk about spine and neck pain. And let's go now to Seward. And Kathy, you're on.
Good afternoon. Thanks
Hi.
For taking my call.
You bet.
I was just being seen for probably the last 2 years by a doctor who is a pain and spine specialist, like your doctor there today.
Okay.
And I got shots, and then I had an ablation, and then I had an epidural shot, and none of them seemed to help me hardly at all. And he finally referred me to a neurosurgeon. And I'm just checking to make sure that, you know, he touched all the bases before surgery would be necessary. They want to fuse my, L5, S1 bones.
Okay.
Lumbar bones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling. It does sound like a major percentage of the injections were done that could be done. But again, you know, a physical exam needs to be done. And I don't know if there are any other sources of your pain without putting my hands on you or another doctor putting their hands on you. But so far, you know, it sounds pretty appropriate that if you're not responding to non-surgical means to talk to a surgeon. Just because you're talking to a surgeon, remember, you don't have to have the surgery. But at least you'll be familiar with your surgical options. Did you guys talk about medications?
No.
So maybe you can have that conversation. That is a, you know.
What kind of medications could one take?
Well, the main categories that I usually utilize, you know, the anti-inflammatories, the Aleve, the ibuprofens, Tylenol, and, of course, the nerve pain medications. That, in my experience, works very well, not for all patients, but for most patients. Mm. So maybe you can talk to your pain doc about, you know, considering those if appropriate for you.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. It's Medical Monday today with Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls, New York. To Nassau, Nicole, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask the doctor what exercises or anything might be good for the condition of kyphosis.
Okay. Hi, Nicole.
Hello?
Thanks for your call. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So for kyphosis, now there are certain physical therapists that have a subspecialty in scoliosis and, you know, curvature of the spine. They're not very common, but I would say if you go to Google and put that in, you know, physical therapists that are specializing in kyphosis, scoliosis, that would be the best bet for you.
And Nicole,
okay, because I already took, I went to a chiropractor for 5 months who did nothing. I had physical therapy regular for 3 months, which also didn't do anything, regular physical therapy. So I'm a little skeptical at this point. How about a TLSO brace? Is that helpful?
So they would be helpful, but you would have, if you're looking for a custom molded brace, you know, that's a big process nowadays. It takes a couple of weeks, but it's not something that I would advise against. You can try it, you know, but like I said, maybe looking for a therapist who specializes in that condition, maybe they could, you know, give you alternatives.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I need a specialist.
Yeah, a physical therapist that specializes in kyphosis, scoliosis treatments.
Now, Nicole, just a program note, I believe next week we're going to have Matthew Goodemote on, who is a physical therapist who is a McKenzie spine guy. So maybe you can ask your question to him, too.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for the call. Dr. Sharma, where do you stand on chiropractic? Now, there was a time when many doctors sort of looked askance at chiropractic as a field in general. What's your personal opinion?
So in my area, there are a couple of great chiropractors. I know that their approach has changed in general. There's a lot less manipulation and cracking of the back going on, and they're using different treatment options. But also, I think it's important before you go to a chiropractor just to have some baseline imaging to make sure it's safe for you to do so.
That's a good point. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Barbara writes in, any suggestions to protect your lower back when you're gardening, bending over, digging, lifting, etc.?
Sure. So I would say look into just wearing a soft Velcro brace. When you're gardening, that'll just remind you to have good posture. I would say take breaks, right? So you don't want to garden for hours at a time. I would do maybe 20, 30 minutes, then take a break for 10, 15 minutes. And usually flexing forward, meaning kind of bending forward, may help release some stress over that area.
All right. Number to call here is 800-348-2551. You a yoga person?
Not really.
Yeah. You a gardener?
No, yeah. I'm boring.
Okay, we're very much the same on those topics. Ryan writes in, can you give us a general overview of what kyphosis is? Well, we talked about this and right. The available treatments.
Right. So kyphosis, again, it's a change in the normal curvature of the spine. Some people have a very mild one. Some people have a significant one where it can actually affect their breathing. So imaging is important.
And that's different from scoliosis.
Well, scoliosis is also curvature of the spine, but kyphosis, it's different in different segments of the spine. So cervical, thoracic, lumbar have different curvatures that you're supposed to see, but it's kind of interrelated. Yeah.
We're joined today by Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine, and let's go, well, one more email, then we'll go back to the phones. I'm wondering, this is from Mark in Schenectady, I'm wondering if Dr. Sharma has an opinion on the use of glucosamine supplements to ease joint pain. The information I've seen on the internet seems to be somewhat inconclusive.
So I would have to agree with Mark. That is true. I think most studies that have been performed show that it can be helpful with knee pain, mild to moderate knee pain, but I don't think the efficacy is that high with spine pain.
Okay. Let's go back to our phone lines now, and let's see who's been waiting long. Looks like Judy in Hudson. Judy, you're on.
Hi. I fell a few years ago and my spine was affected, and so I lost about 2 inches. So I was in the hospital for 3 days until they gave me a kind of a full body cast. But now I can hardly stand up straight and I can barely walk with a cane because my legs are so weak. So I don't know if just physical therapy will help. Won't help my spine probably, but might help my leg weakness.
Hi, Judy. Thanks for the call. So, like you said, I don't think therapy will give you the height back, but it can help you develop. Yeah, it can help you develop a home exercise program. It sounds like you may have had some compression fractures in the past.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Another thing I would look into is probably a conversation with your primary. If you've had a bone density scan, if you have osteoporosis on top of the compression fractures, that can also decrease the height. But it can also make you more prone to injury with, you know.
Definitely.
Exactly. So I would look into that because there are medications out there that can help increase the bone density.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, I'll check into that. It's just hard to find any kind of a doctor around here. Oh, I don't know. Okay. It's like we're living in Siberia here or
Ouch.
Something.
Well, but, that's another show, I think, Judy. But yeah. I'm not arguing with you, but thank you. 800-348-2551. What's a compression fracture?
So basically, if you look at the spine, they're made of these vertebrae or backbones. So the normal height, say, is, say, X. But when you have a compression fracture, that height is decreased. So it kind of folds upon itself, so to speak.
So it crunches up.
Yes. And it can be very painful. Now, depending on how acute the injury is, there's minor surgical procedures that are available, things like vertebroplasty, kyphoplasty, where they put cement into those vertebral bodies to increase the height. But also, if it's been past a certain point, it's not really effective anymore. So the acuity of the compression fracture is also important.
Very interesting. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us. Wappingers Falls is the place for cardinal spine and pain medicine. How do they find you online? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. It's just cardinalspine.com.
So many times I ask doctors, how do we find you? And they're like, I don't know. It's a URL. Just look it up. All right, fair enough. You have other things to worry about. Jim and Madam Morris, you're on.
How effective is pernicious burdi for pain?
What the heck?
The green lipped muscle.
I'm sorry. Say that again. The peroneus brevis? Is that what you said?
Pernicious burdi. It's green lipped muscle from Australia or New Zealand.
Oh,
I have to say, Jim, I'm not familiar with that.
Congratulations, Jim. After all these weeks, you've stumped the panel. We got nothing for that. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's go to Plainfield. What could go wrong? Kerry, you're on.
We're good up here in Plainfield.
Good, man. Good.
Okay. My question is, I'm 75 years old, and 6 years ago I was diagnosed to having spinal stenosis. And since then, I've had two surgeries for it. And unfortunately, I didn't find that it helped at all. Well, let me just backtrack just for a second. For over 50 years, well, I was in Vietnam, and I have neuropathy in both my feet, and it's presumed to be from Agent Orange there. So that's always bothered me. And now my feet, they seem like they're cold, real cold all the time. And I have very little feeling in them, and my balance is way off. But now I have, and my fingers on both hands, they're numb, and I have very little dexterity in them. I mean, I can use my hands to lift up things and stuff, but to pick up a dime on the floor, it's impossible. So these things are starting to happen to me. Matter of fact, I've lost all the hair on both of my legs, and I'm told that's from
circulation.
From the doctors, that's from nerve damage in my legs from the spinal stenosis. And I don't want to sound negative, but nothing seems to be going in the right direction for me with
Kerry.
I was wondering what the worst case scenario can be.
First of all, hi, Kerry, and thank you for your service. Based on what you're telling me, it seems like that you may benefit from updated imaging of the cervical spine to see what has changed. And there are nerve pain medications that can help. As far as weakness, I think some sort of intensive physical therapy program might be in order for you.
Okay. Kerry, thanks a lot. You got a terrible low-pitch rumble on your line, but if you want to do a quick follow-up, go ahead, sir.
Well, thanks for telling me that. I hate to hear that. I got a brand new phone 2 days ago.
Oh, man. You need a low-pass filter on that bad boy.
Hey, I still got the sales slip. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us for another action-packed edition of Medical Monday. And let's grab one more call before the next break. We'll go to Boonville, New York. Nice to hear from Boonville. Renee, you're on.
Hi. I had, in 2014, cages in post L3 to S1. I've been at, did a lot of physical therapy, and what's really helped me is called soft wave therapy, which I just completed 14 sessions, and it has eradicated my pain tremendously.
Okay. Are you seeing a chiropractor, or what kind of practitioner is helping you with this?
I'm going to a physical therapist.
Okay. Okay. Well, if it's taking care of your symptoms, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, you've done something with conservative options instead of having someone do injections on you. So, fantastic.
Definitely. Well, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks, Renee.
Renee.
Do you refer patients ever to physical therapy?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, especially if they haven't done conservative treatments, which are, again, PT, chiropractics. because some people do, like she did, have significant benefit with that. Then why put them through an injection if it's not necessary?
Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us today. It's Medical Monday. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be back. How about a little Stevie Ray Vaughan? Vox Pop on WAMC. It's Medical Monday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us from Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine. Having fun so far?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go back to the phones and to Glenville we go. Maggie, you're on.
Hey, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I have two things going on and I'm wondering if they're related now. Recently, my blood pressure.
Hey, Maggie, hang on just a sec. The doc's headphones fell off. Are y'all set now?
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead, Maggie. Start again.
Okay. All right, no problem. So recently, my blood pressure shot through the roof and landed me in the ER. Ooh. And I've been to my cardiologist several times. We've upped my medication. We've added a medication. She constantly saying, "What has changed? What has changed?" And I've talked to other doctors that I've had, and I'm like, could this cause this? Could this cause this? And we can't figure out why all of a sudden it's gone through. We have theories. And then it occurred to me when I went to my neuro, and I loved the fact that you said that you agree with chiropractors because I have a wonderful one. She's neurologically focused. And before she even touched me, she took an X-ray and she saw that I didn't have anything that couldn't be stopped or reversed is what she said. But I do have an issue with my C1. The space where the C1 and the C2, I guess, are supposed to meet is almost non-existent, which wasn't surprising to me because I have a lot of neck pain a lot of the time. So she's working on me. The only thing that it just occurred to me that has changed recently is I have this pain and she works on me. And when I was employed, which unfortunately I'm not, I used to also get massages at least once a month. And I don't get those anymore. And so I'm just enduring my pain and just going to the chiropractor and taking my medication that I usually take. Can this pain that I'm having, and see, I have a high pain tolerance, so I walk around with it all the time and it doesn't really affect my daily living. I can live with it. Yeah. But since my pain has increased, could that be affecting my blood pressure?
Interesting.
So hi, Maggie. Which medicine are you taking?
For the blood pressure?
No, for pain. Are you taking something for pain?
Oh, no. I take so many pills between my blood pressure and I have what's called periac limb movement disorder. I don't know if you're familiar with PLMD.
No.
But I take it for that. I take it for my lupus. I take it for my high blood pressure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of jacked up on that. So I take over-the-counter, like ibuprofen. Besides doing the chiropractic care and the massage therapy, I don't really do or take much for my C1.
Okay.
Like,
so the question, Maggie, is can pain like that, severe pain, cause your blood pressure to go up? Is that the question?
Yeah. I mean, I know pain, severe pain can, but I mean, I'm walking around with moderate pain. Can that, if my pain has increased from just, like annoying pain to moderate pain, I mean, can that cause it?
Yeah, pain and stress can definitely have an impact on the blood pressure. I know you said you take ibuprofen occasionally. Sometimes these anti-inflammatories can impact the blood pressure. So when I prescribe them, it's not for long term because over time, they can affect your blood pressure, your kidney, your heart, things like that. Maybe see if you take that out of the picture and if your blood pressure decreases.
I mean, wouldn't it be, Maggie, wouldn't this be time to go to your primary and say, listen, I take this many meds. Do you think there's any interaction going?
Trust me. When my blood pressure shot up, the first thing, I see a wonderful cardiologist. She's the chief over at Samaritan. She's like, all right, what are we on and what has changed?
Yeah.
And so I talked to my neurologist about that medication. I talked to my GP about that medication. I talked to my
rheumatologist about my lupus medication. We've covered all the bases.
Yeah.
And we just can't figure it out. So it's frustrating because I used to be on like 180 milligrams of heart medication or high blood pressure. Now I'm on 240 twice a day, and they added valsartan to it. We can't figure out.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just putting this out there, and it may be completely unrelated, but maybe see an endocrinologist. Maybe there's some hormonal
issue. I've seen one of those, too.
Wow.
You have? Okay. You've been very
hey, Maggie, yeah. not for nothing, but you're a walking Medical Monday. You could be on. You could have your own show.
I really should. I actually thought about doing a podcast that is called Living with Lupus because I think a lot of this ties into that.
Yeah. I mean, we make light of it, but thank you for calling, and I hope everything works out for you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-348-2551 is the number. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us today. And you know what? The shop, Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine, is in Wappingers Falls. Why don't we go to Wappingers Falls? And Susan, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
Dr. Sharma, thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How are you, Susan?
So my brother-in-law, who happens to live in Wappingers Falls, has been suffering severe back injury from a high school accident. And he's had surgeries and all kinds of spine stimulators, the whole thing. So he's at the end of all of that now, and there's nothing else they can do for him. He's only 60. He had to quit his job, and he has trouble walking every day. And now they're talking about taking him off all pain medicine because, you know, pain medicine.
So what is the
option after pain medicine? Yeah.
So, Susan, when you say pain medication, which meds are we speaking about specifically? Is he on narcotics?
He's had opioids for a long time.
Yeah. So the studies, you know, that have come out and the guidelines, they all discourage opioids for long-term use. But there are nerve pain medications that he can look into. Yeah. And if he's in Wappingers, you know, we wouldn't mind seeing him in the office and maybe having a conversation.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know he's seen a couple of pain management people, but they can't seem to come up with whatever's going to help him keep walking. But, I was just curious what happens after medicine is taken away, you know?
Well, because there are other...
Unfortunately, it's there for a reason.
There are other options besides the narcotics, so I wouldn't give up just yet.
Okay, Susan, thanks a lot, and we hope everything is okay. Let's go to Holyoke, Mass, and Sam, you're on. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you're up.
Good. So I'm glad I followed Maggie, or two calls followed Maggie, because I have a lot of similar things going on. My question, I'll cut to the question first, and then I'll give you whatever background you need. I have an appointment to see an endocrinologist, and I'm diabetic, which is one of the reasons I'm seeing the endocrinologist, and I've had other issues before that I just want to revisit. But I've had like 30 years, I've had chronic pain. And I've been to rheumatologists, and I have joint problems and arthritis, and I've been to a neurologist, and I have unspecified neuromuscular disease. And I just have all this chronic pain. I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. So my question to you is it likely that the endocrinologist will be able to find something that will assist with chronic pain, and what should I ask her to be looking for?
Okay. Hi, Sam. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
So I don't know what kind of workup they're going to do, how extensive it's going to be. It's not my field of expertise. But, you know, sometimes, again, I'm not trying to scare you or anything. You know, there could be some hormones secreting tumors that can sometimes cause pain or, you know, increase the blood pressure. But again, I'm not an endocrinologist, so I wouldn't really be able to give you an answer about what workup will be planned.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
800-348-2551 is our number. Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us from Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine on this edition of Medical Monday. And we go to Albany. Kelly, you're on. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, thank you. I'm 45. In high school, I had a back pain. I had an MRI, and it showed I had a herniated disc. Since then, I've had left-sided sciatic pain a handful of times throughout my life, nothing I couldn't handle. But a couple weeks ago in the gym, I was doing I was throwing kettlebells and hurt it really bad. I've been out for
2 weeks. It's much improved now after taking over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, walking, stretching. What really bothers me now is sitting in a car, and I travel for work. Is there something you recommend, a cushion or some positioning that I could do in the car to alleviate that pain? And also going back to the gym, any exercises you recommend to both strengthen my back and avoid re-injuring?
So, hi, Kelly. Thanks for the call. When you say that your pain is worse with sitting, is it sitting after a certain amount of time? Is it immediately or, say, an hour drive?
It's pretty much almost immediately.
Okay. And is it in the leg?
It's
or
on
is,
my left side.
Is it in the buttock?
Yes, it's in my leg. It's on the left side. So if I can kind of hike my hip up, it alleviates it a little bit. But I know I can't necessarily always drive like that.
Okay. There's certain joints in the area that you may be putting more pressure on when you're driving. So you need a really good exam. And once they kind of, you know, hone in on that area, then they can treat it appropriately. You know, cushions, you can try different cushions. There's no medical-based cushion that I would recommend for you. And again, in terms of exercises, I'm not sure until you're examined to know what the source is. And then based on your diagnosis, then we can figure out, okay, these exercises would be beneficial for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kelly, thanks for the call. It's Medical Monday today, 800-348-2551. Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls joins us. And all right, listen, I don't know if this is your area of expertise, but I know a lot of things radiate from the back. So I'll ask this question for our friend who is a regular correspondent, Christine. Christine says, any suggestions for what I can do at home for foot neuropathy? Now, I know that's not in the back, but you could give it a shot.
Sure. So, hi, Christine. Thanks for your email. I would probably see a neurologist. Maybe they can do a, you know, I don't know if you already had diagnostics such as EMG nerve conduction study to see exactly what the source is of your symptoms. There are nerve pain medications that you can try for this. Again, I don't know how long you've had these symptoms and if they're definitely going to respond, but there are options out there.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Pittsfield. Mike, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
64 years old, knock on wood, I've never had back pain, and Lord knows I don't want it. Are there any good exercises that I could start doing to strengthen the back?
So I always like to defer to my good colleagues, the physical therapists. You know, they're the experts of this. But in general, you know, you want to work on core, you want to work on back extensors for strengthening. And I would think of getting some imaging before, you know, recommending any sort of exercise plan for you. So next step would be to see a doctor so you can, you know, get some updated X-rays or MRIs, whatever is deemed appropriate.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Hey, guys, I appreciate it.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Dr. Sharma, do you ever get back pain?
I do.
Yeah, and can you diagnose it just by the feel?
I have spinal stenosis myself, and I definitely have symptoms. So how I manage it at work is I have a tall stool in between patients. I like to sit and flex my spine forward. It kind of helps relieve the pressure.
Interesting.
It's very common.
Now, did you know immediately, or did you have that diagnosis well before you were a doctor?
I kind of knew immediately, but I did have the imaging. My primary was kind enough to order that for me, and then we kind of solidified the diagnosis. But yeah, I suffer from it as well.
I've often heard that doctors are terrible patients. Are you a bad patient?
I agree.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Dr. Niraj Sharma joins us today. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. And let's see here. Let's go to Joe in Pittsfield. Joe, you're on.
Hey, Ray. And hi, doctor. I am the incredible shrinking man, okay? 10 years ago, my height was 9.5 inches. And today, 10 years later, it's 8 feet tall. Okay, so
wait a minute. Hold
on. What can you tell me about
that? You were 9.5 inches. You went to 8 feet tall. That's impressive.
No, 9.5 feet. Come on, Ray.
Well, that's what you said.
Love it.
So you were 5'9", and now you're 5'8". Is that what you're saying?
That's 5'9" and a half.
Okay, so you lost an inch and a half in height. in a year?
Within 10 years.
Oh, okay. Within 10 years. Okay.
Stop it.
All right, fine. What do you think, Doc?
Thank you.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for the call. Have you had a bone density scan?
No, I haven't.
So I would make an appointment with your primary and see if you guys can order that, because that'll tell us if you have osteopenia or osteoporosis, which can cause loss of disc height. And, you know, that may explain you losing an inch and a half.
Yeah. Calcium.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is our number. Let's go to Kingston and Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm calling. I have a question. I have diagnosed about 20 years ago with a bulging disc in my lower back, my L5-S1. And I've been dealing with that through the years with no problem. And then about 5 years ago, I went to a chiropractor and she adjusted my neck. When she adjusted my neck, the next day I felt like it was tight. And she said it was jammed, you know, and I couldn't move it. She said it was jammed. And for me to come back in, I went back in and she adjusted it again, but it never seemed to unjam. So I stopped going to her, and I went to physical therapy for it for a while, and it seemed to have gone away. But ever since, I've had this pain in my neck, and now it seems to go down farther in my back. I don't know if it does anything. But the past 2 months also, I've had some swelling in my back. I can feel that my back is swollen. My doctor put me on some prednisone for 2 weeks. It's like a tapering dose, and it seemed to work for a little bit, and now it's all back again. So I have the pain going from my neck. I feel it in my lower back. And when I take a deep breath, I feel like it's muscle. When I take a deep breath in, I can feel tenderness.
Hey, Karen, thanks for the call.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Thank
so
you.
I think you're definitely on the right medicine. The prednisone should help with the neck and the low back in general. And if you've already had the conservative treatment, the chiropractics, the PT, you may be looking to a cortisone injection. That may be helpful for you. I think you need a pain management consultation.
Karen.
Okay. And would they do an injection like that in my neck?
They could, absolutely. But
is that
again,
common?
Sorry?
Is that common?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do them as well. You know, there are things like cervical epidurals, there are medial branch blocks. So, again, it's kind of based on what your physical exam shows, plus the imaging,
okay.
And that'll help whoever sees you to figure out a plan for you.
All right, Karen, thanks and good luck. We have time for one or two more here. Let's go to Pamela in Gardner, Massachusetts. Pamela, you're on with Dr. Niraj Sharma.
Hi, doctor. Thank you. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I also don't prescribe narcotics, but I use topicals and others. I haven't heard you mention weight loss, yet I notice a lot of my patients with back pain and knee pain are quite heavy.
Aha.
Okay. Hi, Pam. You bring up a great point. So a lot of this is genetic. I would say about 70 to 75% of these issues are genetic. And then, yeah, maybe 25% is environmental, your weight, if you smoke, if there's been any trauma to your spine, things like that. So it's definitely important, but also, you know, I've seen people that are not overweight and they still have severe back pain. So it can be related, and weight loss can definitely help in certain cases.
Pamela.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot. Now, wait a minute. You know, I have doctors on the show every week, and smoking does something regardless of their specialty.
Yeah.
How can smoking affect your back?
That's a great question. So smoking, we're talking about nicotine, essentially.
Yeah.
So nicotine is a vasoconstrictor,
uh-huh.
Kind of like a boa constrictor, right?
Yeah.
So it squeezes things. So the nicotine is causing decreased blood flow to the nerves, to the spine, to the discs. So cutting the smoking out of the picture can help with improving blood flow and what's in blood, oxygen, nutrients, healing factors.
Oh.
So it can help. If you quit smoking.
All right, Dr. Niraj Sharma, we only have about 20 seconds left. Zach, the engineer, do we take another call or do we just, you think so? This is the first time he's ever said it. Let's go to Steve in Newburgh. Steve.
Yeah, 72 years old. 15 years ago, I had rotator cuff surgery for a skiing accident. I got mobility, but I still have pain, and I don't have full mobility.
Okay.
So I have seen these new products on the market, which is basically a rotator cuff that covers the shoulder and has a pectoral strap to compress the shoulder. And I was wondering if these things really work.
Okay, we're almost out of time, but go ahead.
Yeah, I can't say for sure, but again, it's a non-invasive way to manage your symptoms, so why not?
All right, Steve, thanks a lot. We'll have to leave it there. Dr. Niraj Sharma, beautiful job. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
And when I sent you that email about can I do it remotely, I don't want you to think that I don't value my opportunity here. So
yeah.
Thank you for
that. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, heck, if the weather's bad, you're down in Wappingers Falls already. We'll work it out. Support comes from New York Oncology Hematology, offering subspecialization with providers focused on treating specific cancers at its Clifton Park, Albany, and Albany Med locations, newyorkoncology.com. Well, thanks again to Dr. Niraj Sharma of Cardinal Spine and Pain Medicine in Wappingers Falls for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Bob Rathbun screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, Dan DeLore will be back to discuss climate change and clean energy technologies. That's tomorrow at 2. We'll see you for that. Stand by for the most wonderful show you've ever heard. It's coming up.